The federal government has been online for about 22 years now, and now the Trump administration is calling on agencies to find new ways to improve service to citizens. The next step function improvement will mean an overhaul of digital services, perhaps leavened with some artificial intelligence. And this is where the Federal Agency Customer Experience Act of 2017 comes in. Joining me with where it's all adding up to, Mallory Barg Bowman, Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. And this bill has bipartisan support, and you all think it's a good thing, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me. So Senators Lankford and McCaskill introduced S-1088, the Federal Agency Customer Experience Act of 2017. And while I don't think either of them should get into the bumper sticker writing business anytime soon, that's quite a long title, the contents are really very strong. It really focuses on enabling the government to find out what citizens want. We talk a lot about improving customer service and learning from the business sector, but a lot of times we make it much harder than it needs to be to actually know what citizens want from government, and this bill would be the first step.
And so how would it find out what they want from government, and do people really know what they want from government, I guess is the question.
Yeah, sure. So the bill directs agencies to gather customer feedback on the services they receive. Obviously, this would be voluntary feedback, but it's really an opportunity to get information from citizens. And then what would be required by the agencies is to post the results on the website and use the feedback they receive to improve government services. This really simple step is something that the Partnership for Public Service has seen to be tremendously powerful. We do this every year with the best places to work in the federal government rankings. OPM, as you know, administers the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, which is out in the field now in some agencies and will be coming out very soon. But the Partnership for Public Service every year takes those results and puts them on our website, bestplacestowork.org, and uses it as an accountability tool to really help hold leaders accountable for the feedback of their employees. We've also taken a similar step this year in partnership with the Washington Post to track Trump's cabinet official positions and making sure that for those top confirmed positions that he is appointing them and that Congress is approving them in a timely manner. And we found just by making the data really easily accessible to the public, it really starts to drive the change.
But this idea of customer service, you hear a lot of commentary on digital services, and some of the things that are required to do first-class digital services are technical in nature. And I just wonder if customer surveys and feedback on websites can really get at the issue of, for example, how you apply artificial intelligence to IRS rules such that online systems could give people answers that they don't need to get from the telephone, which they can't get through and are often wrong.
Sure. So I think it's a combination of metrics that you want to look at. You know, some of it would be customer service surveys. You know, a lot of times it really is that simple. You ask people what they want and they tell you. The other thing is looking at metrics. We saw a really interesting case study. We've been doing a body of work with Accenture Federal Services on government customer service and how to improve it. And in speaking with officials from the State Department, they've talked about a really simple thing they did that made a huge difference. So when people lose their passport, it becomes a security threat to our nation. And in the past, it was really challenging to report a lost or stolen passport. It was a very paper-based process. The State Department created an online option for individuals to report lost or stolen passports. In response, the State Department saw a 46% increase in the total number of reports they receive worldwide about lost or stolen passports. That's really unbelievable. So you see not only people telling you it's better, but you see a change in behavior, which really makes a big difference.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg Bowman, Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. And the most recent report that you have out has several other examples, including the possibility of Social Security Administration reducing a paperwork burden on 60% to 70% of people who earn wages.
That's exactly right. They created a self-service option. This was something that hadn't been there in the past. Typically, individuals had to report their wages, and they had two options, either mail or bringing pay stubs to a field office, neither of which are, ideal. They're both very time-consuming processes. They could also update their wages through an automated phone system, which, you and I both know what those tend to work like. And in August 2013, the agency began offering beneficiaries a convenient phone mobile app to report their wages and quickly began receiving about 4,000 wage updates a month through the new app. So that was about 4,000 that they weren't receiving before. By early September 2016, the number had jumped to more than 60,000 a month. So, you know, just thinking about how that's changing the compliance, it's changing the, you know, the accuracy. This is really a way to fundamentally rethink how government does business. And, you know, one of the things that the administration is calling for is really looking for smart ways to revolutionize the way the government does business.
Now, lots of organizations, at least two or three anyhow, do monitor what people think of federal websites. They do that through surveys. And half the sites you go on, this 4C box pops up and asks, was this page helpful? And what's not helpful sometimes is all those pop-up boxes. But notwithstanding, they're there. So agencies are gathering a lot of information, or they're being given a lot of information through releases from these outside organizations. Any evidence any of that has helped them improve at least websites, which is part of improving customer service?
Absolutely. You know, as you know, many of us rely on the usability of websites to be able to get things done. We expect our websites to be able to accomplish what we want to accomplish. You know, one of the things that we've found in our work with Accenture Federal Services is a lot of times they're collecting the data, but they're not always sharing the data. The truth is that every one of the agencies and every one of the programs does have a customer component, whether it's internal to the agency or external to the agency. And you want to make sure, agencies need to make sure that the data that they're getting from 4C or whatever, you know, group is monitoring that feedback, that they're sharing it with the program. That a lot of times that we found in our work that those data tend to live in organizational silos, that maybe people give feedback on the website, but that information lives then with the website team. It maybe doesn't go back to the program team who can actually make other types of changes that would make a difference.
I mean, my pet peeve for federal websites is partly what they don't have and partly how inconsistent they are. My example is looking for the names of public affairs officers who have responsibility for different programs. Some agencies like Food and Drug Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency do a fabulous job. There's a whole page of names, numbers, emails. You go to Veterans Affairs, they don't even have a single email for a dead letter box, let alone anybody's name connected with public affairs. So I think maybe one of the issues is the great variation in the quality of federal websites.
Well, I think the hope with something like this bill is that you could have some consistency across agencies, both in terms of the type of feedback that is being asked, as well as the transparency for how the agency is dealing with it. And then from there, you can start looking at what are some best practices for agency websites, what's some best practices for agency customer service.
All right, so where do we go from here? I mean, I guess we have to wait for that law to be passed, or maybe we don't. Agencies can do anything they want with their websites, pretty much.
Well, so the bill now goes to the House, and you know, I think we'll be following it closely. The other thing, though, is really agencies, you know, as they start to assemble their new political leadership team and also look to understand who within the career workforce does what, I really think a strong focus on the customer is something that is really important to federal agencies. And that's sort of a funny way to think about it in terms of government, because the citizen is the customer. It's a government for the people, by the people. And this is a chance for agencies to think about what they do and who they do it for and how to make sure that works best.
I guess maybe the other component here is people within agencies that have an understanding of how to determine this type of information, people with maybe coming in from the outside that can bring that perspective.
That's exactly right. So the Partnership for Public Service and Accenture Federal Services did an analysis of the job descriptions on USA Jobs, and we found less than 5% it contained the word customer or, you know, a relevant synonym. And this is something that when we're recruiting people too, you want to make sure you have people who have that externally facing perspective in mind.
Mallory Barg-Bullman is Vice President for Research and Evaluation at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Tom.
We'll post the study and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.